for another broadcast of the Pastor's Study. I want to thank each and every one of you who are listening for joining me for the Pastor's Study. Today, I want to look at the word, one of God's favorite words. And it's a simple word. It's a four-letter word. Amen. The word come. C-O-M-E. The word come. It's a word of invitation, is it not? A lot of times we'll get an invitation to come to a wedding. Amen. Or maybe someone is having some kind of a function and we get an invitation to come. Amen. But I believe it's one of the Lord's favorite words. And what we're going to look at is, I want to give you some examples on this invitation and how it's a personal invitation, amen, by the Lord. The first thing I want us to see, it's the word come is an invitation of the Lord of personal protection for the saint of God. An invitation of personal protection for the saint of God. Turn with me over to the book of Genesis in chapter number 7. And of course, in chapter number 7, we have the account of the flood of Noah, Noah's day, amen. And we see what he says here to Noah in chapter 7 and verse 1. Notice what the Lord says to Noah in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And what we see here, this invitation, amen, to Noah and his family is to come into the ark. And why were they invited to come into the ark? Because of God's warning to Noah, number one, of his forthcoming judgment upon the world. And he told Noah to build this ark, amen, and that he was going to destroy the world by flood, amen. But we see they were to enter the ark by a personal invitation of the Lord, amen, for personal protection from God's wrath to come. In this case, amen, it was the flood. Now, what this foreshadows or a picture, a type is a picture of the tribulation, is it not? And what it is a picture of is the church, the body of Christ. All those who have been saved are born again by the Spirit of God by trusting in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will be raptured out of here just before God's wrath is poured out upon the world during the tribulation period. Amen. And we see references of the rapture. Amen. First, we want to look in Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25. And you're going to see in the Word of God where the Lord causes people to come up. Amen. To come up hither. And we see it in Proverbs chapter 25. In verse number 7. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse number 7, the Word of God declares, for better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldst be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Amen. And of course, I believe this is a talking about or a picture, a type of the rapture of the Old Testament saints. Amen. That we saw come up when Jesus was resurrected, amen. And then we see this also again in Revelations chapter number 4. Amen. Revelations chapter number 4 in verse number 1. And I believe in Revelations chapter 4 verse number 1, what we have here is the rapture of the church, the body of Christ. Again, we read in Revelations chapter 4 verse 1. We read, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And of course, this is the last chapter of Revelations that the church is mentioned, amen. I believe this is the rapture of the church, amen. God's personal invitation to come up hither, amen. An invitation of protection, amen, from God's wrath to come. And then I believe we also see again another invitation of another tribulation, amen. in Revelation chapter 11, verse 12. We see in Revelation chapter 11, we have God's two witnesses, which God is going to raise up during the tribulation to prophesy. Amen. And we read in Revelation chapter 11, verse number 12, "And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them." Now I believe, of course, these are the two witnesses going up during the tribulation. Amen. Also, I believe at this time you'll have some rapture of the tribulation saints. Amen. And of course, what's going to happen after they're raptured up at this point? Really, the last part of the tribulation will take place where God's anger and wrath upon this earth will really be poured out, amen, without mixture. So we see then this word come used, amen, as a personal invitation to the saints of God in all ages to come, amen, to come and to come into God's protection from his wrath to come upon those that are not right with him, amen. Also we see using the word come, God uses the word come as an invitation of personal cleansing for the saint, amen, for the sinner's salvation, for the saint's cleansing. Look at in Isaiah chapter number 1 with me, Isaiah chapter number 1, and in Isaiah chapter number 1, we see a marvelous statement, a great invitation of the Lord. He says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, "Come now." Here again is that word, that invitation. "Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." My dear friend, what a blessing it is. Can you imagine an almighty God wants to come, invites us to come, and let us reason together, amen. That he wants to come, and if you'll come to him, he'll forgive your sins, amen. And though your sins be scarlet, amen, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. An invitation of personal cleansing, amen. For the sinner for salvation, amen. And also for the saint of God that needs to be continually cleansed each day, amen. Because we still sin. Amen. We're sinners saved by the grace of God. Amen. So we see that word come again. That word of invitation, and this time it's used as a invitation of personal cleansing. Amen. What a blessing. And then we want to see number 3 is God uses one of his favorite words, come, as an invitation of personal rest. Personal rest. Look it with me, if you would, in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 with me. Again, another marvelous statement. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, he says, "Come unto me." There's that word come used again, that word of invitation. Jesus says, "Come unto me." He extends it to all. He says, "All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I don't know about you, my dear friend, but I came to Jesus, and I praise the Lord I came to Jesus just about 12 years ago, amen. And let me tell you, I came to him, I was laboring in my sin. I had a heavy load upon me. I had tried all that the world, amen, had to offer. But let me tell you, I never found any rest. You know, as the Bible tells us, the wicked, amen, are like the sea, amen. There's no rest for the wicked, amen. But I came to Jesus, and he said, "Come all, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes, he's given me rest since the day that I trusted Jesus Christ, that I believed in my heart that he died. He died for my sins. He was buried, and he arose again the third day to save me, amen, from going to hell. I've had a peace and a rest that I cannot explain, amen. a peace, Paul says, that passeth all understanding, that no one can comprehend. Amen. I have rest. I'm no longer heavy burdened by my sins. And in what and then my eternal destiny I know is going to be in heaven with Jesus now. But he goes on and he says, take my yoke. That yoke is a symbol of servitude. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus has given us so many fine examples to follow. Amen. In him on how to suffer, how to treat others. Amen. And we could how to conduct our lives in every year of our lives. He says, take my yoke upon you. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. He didn't say weak. He said, I am meek. Amen. And lowly in heart. In other words, we know that Jesus came to this earth to do the business of his Father. One who is meek, not weak. One who is meek and lowly in heart, the Lord can work with. Amen. That's right. Amen. The Lord can work. The Lord can only work with the meek and lowly in heart. Amen. Because if you're proud of heart, amen, that's why people don't get saved, because they're proud. They don't need God. They're doing it on their own, amen. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want to testify to you individually, and I know there are others listening could probably testify to the same thing. I tell you, serving Jesus and living for Jesus is a whole lot easier, let me tell you. Amen. It's a whole lot easier than trying to live for this old world, let me tell you. Because this old world is not kind. Jesus is kind. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Amen. This old world does not love you. Amen. This old world does not care about you. Amen. Even though Satan will try to, you know, teach you, and we say, oh, love your neighbor as thyself, amen. You can't keep that second commandment unless you've kept the first. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, amen. If you do the first, then you'll do the rest, amen. So we see number three then, as we're looking at the word come, that personal invitation in the word of God, we see an invitation of personal rest if you come to Jesus. Notice with me also in the Gospel of John, the invitation of personal acceptance. Amen. You know, you hear people with all kinds of emotional problems because they don't feel accepted by their family or by their society or wherever they may work. But let me tell you one thing. This whole world may not accept you, but look at what the Word of God says. I want you to see here. Amen. The words of Jesus again, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice the word come again in John chapter 6 in verse 37. Jesus says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And then he says, him that cometh to me, what does he say? I will in no wise cast out. We have the Lord's personal invitation, amen, an invitation of personal acceptance. Jesus says, if you will come to him just as you are, amen, you don't have to get all cleaned up, amen, and be a good moral person. No, Jesus says, if you will come to him just as you are right now, he says, again, I quote, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. My dear friend, are you listening and you feeling cast out, maybe by your family, maybe by your so-called friends in this old wicked world? But let me tell you, there's one place that you can come to right now. You have the Lord's personal invitation that if you'll come to him, amen, if you'll bow your knee to him, if you receive him, if you believe on your heart that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again the third day, he promises that he will in no wise cast you out. He gives you a personal invitation of acceptance. Amen. And then we see number four, also in the scriptures, as we're looking at the use of the word come, amen, we want to see God's invitation of personal call in Luke chapter 19 with me. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19 with me, please. In verse number 5. We have the account that Jesus was coming to town, amen. He's going through, passing through Jericho. And there's a little man there called Zacchaeus. He's small in stature, he's short, amen. So he climbs a tree so he can get a glimpse of Jesus. And we see in Luke chapter 19 in verse number 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and what? Come down, for today I must abide in thy house. Amen. A personal invitation, a call. He said to Zacchaeus, come down. I must abide in your house today. I'm calling you individually. Amen. Just as he called those individual apostles to serve him. Amen. Not only will you be individually saved, but God will individually call you, invite you. Amen. And I say involuntarily. He said, come. He could have said, no, Lord, I'm not coming down. That's what a lot of people do today. Because they like that view that they have. Amen. They like the view. But Zacchaeus came down. He accepted that individual call of the Lord to come down and abide in his house. You know what the problem with too many Christians today? The Lord has called them to come down and let him abide in their house like he should, amen. But if you would go into some Christians' homes, it would just shock you what you would probably see. I'm not trying to be a Pharisee, amen. But what I'm saying is, Jesus calls us all individually, and he wants to abide in our house individually. But a lot of us don't want to let him in. Or we only want to let him in a little bit, amen. Maybe we'll let him in on the outside porch, amen. That's all. We'll let him sleep out on the cot on the outside porch. Amen. An individual call. Amen. He promises an individual call. He says, come down, for today I must abide in thy house. Will you come down? Will you come down from wherever you are? Amen. And let Jesus abide in your house. Amen. If you're not saved today, will you come down from the lofty mountains of the world and come down and let Jesus come into your heart? Amen. Or if you are saved, my dear friend, my dear Christian, if you're born again by the Spirit above, Jesus still wants you to come down. He wants to abide in your house. He wants you to live for him. He not only wants the outside of the cup clean, he wants your inside of the cup clean also. Amen. Can you honestly say if Jesus came and knocked on your front door, my dear friend, that your house is fit for him to abide in? Is there anything in that house that you would be ashamed of? Amen. Also, we want to see now an invitation. Amen. An invitation of personal discipleship. Looking in Luke chapter 9 with me. Again, on the pastor's study, we're looking at the use of the word come. And I said come is probably one of the Lord's favorite words, and it's a word of invitation, amen. Luke chapter 9 with me, in verse number 23. Luke 9, verse number 23. The Bible says, and he said to them all, if any man If any man will what? If any man will come, is that word, that invitation, after me. In other words, if you're going to be a disciple, truly a disciple of Jesus Christ, here are the requirements. If you mean business with God, here are the requirements. First of all, let him deny himself. Did you hear me? Let him deny himself. Oh, our flesh hates that. Amen? Doesn't it? Doesn't our flesh hate it when we get down on our knees? Amen, to pray. You know, the back starts aching and the knees are sore. Amen. Oh, the flesh hates that. The flesh hates it when we set aside a period of time to fast, amen, to get a hold of God. And it's so hard sometimes because we know from the morning, from the moment that we get up, amen, that flesh, amen, wants to be satisfied, wants to be pampered, amen. That's why we have to live in air-conditioned homes and work in air-conditioned offices and drive in air-conditioned homes, our cars, amen. Because that flesh hates to be denied, hates to be uncomfortable, amen. Let him deny himself, amen. You know, we know that our three enemies are the world, are the flesh, the world, and the devil, amen. Well, I tell you, the other two, the world and the devil, don't really come into play because I'll tell you, the flesh is public enemy number one, amen. You know, some people said, oh, it's because of the devil. Let me tell you, you're not so important that the devil's going to go and leave wherever he's at, messing with Israel or China or Russia, wherever it is, and coming over and pick on little old you, amen. Because he knows the flesh is doing a good enough job of it, amen. Again, he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Take up his cross daily. Paul wrote that if we're going to reign with Christ, we have to suffer now for him. Amen. See, the problem with too many Christians today is they want the crown. They want the crown without the cross. Amen. They don't want to suffer. You know? They want a sufferless Christianity. Amen. Because we're so used of not dealing with any kind of pain in our society here in America. We have a pill for this and a pill for that. You got a headache, you got a tummy ache, you got a backache, whatever ache you have, whatever pain you have, we have some kind of a pill that'll take away the pain. Amen. So when it comes to Christianity, we want a sufferless Christianity. But Jesus said here, if you're truly going to be his disciple, amen, what does he say? Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Amen. Daily. See, there's no crowns, amen, until you bear the cross. Until you suffer for Christ. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. A lot of people listening don't like to give out gospel tracts. Amen. Because, well, someone might think they're strange. Amen. Oh, they might offend somebody, amen. Who cares? You know, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. That's what we're to call to do, is sow the seed, amen. The word of God. But no. You know, we don't want a deer knock on somebody's door and tell them about Jesus Christ, amen. No. We'd be too fanatical, amen. Of course, it's all right if we get fanatical about our favorite sports team, amen, and have pictures and posters and pennants and everything plastered all over our rooms, amen, or wherever it may be, amen. No, we don't want to suffer for Christ. We want sufferless Christianity today, amen. We got it made today in this country, amen. America's the hottest country for a Christian to walk by faith, because everything is here. We have is in sight, amen. That's why so many men of God are getting tired and going to foreign missions, because people are just can't wait to hear the word of God, because they know they have a need, do they not? And then he says, finally, follow me. He said to them all again, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, see, come. He invites them. If you're going to come after me, I invite you to come, but you've got to do three things. You've got to deny yourself, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Follow my example. Amen. Be a follower of me. Paul says, follow me as long as I follow Christ. Amen? We have to follow him. Wherever he says, it may not be, but what if it is in Africa or somewhere? I could never survive there. If he's saying for you to go, he'll provide him. But you're to follow him. We have a personal invitation of discipleship. And the last thing we want to see then is the last invitation I want to look at is the personal invitation for salvation. And it's found in the last chapter of the Bible, in the last book of the Bible, Revelations 22. Revelations chapter 22, in verse number 17. Here we have a personal invitation for salvation. And the Spirit and the bride said, come. Here we go. There it is once. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. As Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you take of this physical well, this water, you'll thirst again. But if you take of the water of life, you shall never thirst. My dear friend, if you've never tasted of the water of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he invites you individually, personally, to come. To come. And take of the water of life, what? Freely. Salvation is a free gift. There's nothing you or I can do to earn it. Jesus Christ said as he hung on the cross and he breathed his last breath, he said, it is finished. There's nothing left for you to do. I've done it all. My dear friend, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to save you, if you've never believed in your heart that Christ died, amen, he died for your sins, was buried, and arose again the next day to save you, won't you do it today? So we've seen on the pastor's study one of God's favorite words, come. Personal invitation of protection, personal invitation of personal cleansing, a personal invitation of rest, a personal invitation of acceptance, a personal invitation to serve him, or a personal invitation of call, an invitation, a personal invitation of discipleship, and then last but least of all, the personal invitation for salvation. Well, thank you for joining me, Brother Gino, again for the pastor's study. I'd love to hear from those that are listening out there, and the good people of the radio station that you're listening over now do have the address, and I hope to hear from you soon. And until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, this is Brother Gino saying may God richly bless you, and good day.